But I think they said overall the nation is up about 16% over the last few weeks. Hopefully we don't see another big
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rebbe, how are you?
Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, the Zoom's been cooperating. Yeah.
Shalom.
How are you doing,
Rob?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, let's talk to you. Hi, David.
I'm back, Rabbi Simon. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Too long.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. How's Leah?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We're finally moving.
Good. Good. Oh, welcome back. It's a little cooler than it was in California.
Seems like there's a new label on the subject.
Oh, yeah. Next week, we're not going to have the regular shiur. It'll be the Masiba here on Monday night. We have an official Shachter, who is the guest speaker.
And which Monday night? Hashem,
the weekend.
Which Monday night? Rabbi Simon? Can you hear us?
Okay. Good to see everybody who's here and on Zoom. And okay. If anyone's in Queens tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Kew Garden Hills, I give my annual shiur in Kew Garden Hills in the Aguda, the YCQ building. In the beginning, 10:15, whatever. That's the shiur there. Okay, so let's begin. I'm Rav Sheshes Achsanoi Chayiv B'nei Chanukah. So Achsanoi, Api Pashas, means a person who's he's a visitor, he's a guest. Not his house, he sleeps. So he's Chayiv B'nei Chanukah. Rashi says Achsanoi Arei. He's a guest. So the Ran explains, you would think maybe that since it's not his house, maybe he should be chayiv in their Chanukah. So he is. Amar of Zeris, or of Zeris says, Meresh ki avina meirav. Zeris says, when I used to go to the yeshiva, and I learned on Chanukah, Mishatavta, I think my father used to use the word stancia. Okay, so it says that he used to go to the yeshiva. He would board by the yeshiva. Say he had an apartment in the yeshiva, not in the dormitory, but people boarded by other people. So he says, I used to be mishtatev bepruta. I would give a pruta to the balabais, b'hadi ushpiza. A boson in the CV, it's after I got married, Amina Hashtavade Lotzrichta. In other words, there used to be, this is not the practice we have today, but it used to be that people were married, they would also go away to yeshiva without their wives. It wasn't such a best situation, but that's the way they did it. That was the discussion in the postkim. So they would board. And so he says, once I got married, I didn't have to be mishtatev bepruta in the host's house because my wife was lighting me for me at home.
From Shlomo Fisher, Zatzal, who passed away this week, he used to go away to yeshiva.
Right. That's an interesting comparison, right? From Shlomo Fisher, he was in Itri, and we should point out two big, as my friend Rabbi Taku pointed out, two big gedolim passed away is Rav Shlomo Fisher and Rav Shmayahu Shulman. Shlomo Fisher was Magid Shir in Itri, and Rav Shmayahu Shulman was a big goyin in learning. He learned in Ner Yisrael. He lived. He wrote many svarim. He was a stockbroker by profession, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was 95 or something like that. So Rav Zera said, so originally I used to mishtate b'pruta. Once I got married, I didn't have to be mishtate b'pruta anymore, because my wife was lighting for me at home. And what about before he got married? Why did he say that his father was lighting for him? In other words, is it only did it? So some say, you know, if he would have had, maybe it was a Yasom or something like that. He didn't have. But from this halacha, you see that that you could have your wife could light for you. But the pashtus is, it's not only your wife; whoever is a part of the B'nai Bayis could light for the whole Bayis. The wife could light, the husband could light, a son could light, one of the siblings could light. Even a woman could be the one that is lighting for the whole mishpacha. Oh. So the shayla is like this: what if you go away for Shabbos? You're going away for Shabbos. So is that the case of Achsanai? In other words, if you say you go away for Shabbos, you bring your own menorah with you? And what's this mishtate b'pruta? Why don't you just light on your own? Why do you have to be mishtate b'pruta? How would you say pshat? Why do you have to be mishtate b'pruta? Just bring your own menorah.
Because then you're part of the house, and you don't have a chiyuv to light when you're not at home. It's not your house. You only can light if you own a bayis, so if you're in your bayis. Oh. Not a jail. You're not mechuyav to stick at home.
Oh, so you say, so David Hiller is saying that in a chanami that you can't really light if it's not your house. That's what he wants to claim.
Or if you're homeless.
Or you're homeless. So you can only piggyback on somebody else's hadlaka. So the way to piggyback on someone else's hadlaka is giving him some apruta, and then you'll be yotze through his hadlaka. But what you're saying is that, and what if you would bring your own menorah?
How can you lie? It's not your house. There's no chi about block of a
cloud. Yeah, so David Hiller wants to say that you can't do it with your own menorah. You dafka have to be mishtate b'pruta.
Yeah, but the pruta is not giving me a kinyan in the house. Give me a kinyan in the oil.
A kinyan in the oil. No.
According to the other swari you just said over Hiller, that means...
Then you're being mishtatef in his hadlaka.
Better than your own oil.
In Hadlakas Neros, but you're not able to light there because it's not your house. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what Rabbi Hiller is saying.
Yeah,
Rabbi Hiller is saying that you really should have to light, but you don't have a place to light.
Isn't there someone doing by Neros Hanukkah? I mean, Shabbos also to be Mishtatef B'pruta.
Yeah, there is a concept of Mishtatef B'pruta by Neros Shabbos also. So, but according to Rabbi David Hiller, if a person would want to bring their own menorah to the guest house, they wouldn't be able to. That's what he's claiming. Is that it? Is that the Pasha Pshat? What does everyone else claim? Say you want.
this, meaning so that this one, his wife could light for him because she's the bias over there, but when he's somewhere else and she's not lighting, and he's lighting in another, basically, he's not part of the bias that he's not lighting.
So the for what?
He's a chayv on himself, not depending.
So then could he be?
Yeah, meaning marriage or visa should be on the family.
So why there was originally he was mishnatav approved. So there's two approaches. You could say like Reb David Hiller, and we'll see who says like that. Well, to me, I always like the like we have today, prefab Hanukkah candles.
We lose Rabbi Simon?
Looks like he's on mute. Maybe I'll text someone.
Is the Zoom working? Because we don't hear him.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So back on the air.
Yeah. I always used to think that this lumdership shot that you dafka have to. I was never convinced. I'll tell you why, because it doesn't say beferish in the Gemara that you have to light dafka in the bais. I mean, that's what you normally would, but say you're some wanderer and you just sit on the sit on the park bench, so you can't light Neiros Chanukah. Tell me, maybe not, but tell me, I want to hear.
I hold that not. You have to own a house. If your person's homeless, they can't light. There's no hadlaka for them.
It's a different bracha.
Because I'll tell you why.
Where a person lives, right? It's not dafka a house.
So where do you live? You live in the street.
You live in a tent and you light to the entrance to your tent.
So you say...
If you live on a park bench, then you light on your park bench.
But say you live in a different park bench every night.
You live where... So you light where you're...
You need a deer, at least a deer.
It doesn't mention Neiros Chanukah. So the pashas is from that Gemara. I always thought is that you don't need a bais. the Yoni device. There's only one Makor that seems to say to me that you need a bias, and that's Tosis and Sukkah, where Tosis asks the Kasha, how come we have a Birkas Haroa? If I don't have tefillin, I can make a bracha on someone else putting on tefillin. No such thing. Birkas Haroa on Deres Chanukah. So Tosis says, but not everyone has a bias. Not everyone's a light, so therefore they instituted a Birkas Haroa. So that Tosis is much more than you need a bias. But without that Tosis, even
the second bracha, Shalshanisim?
Right, that you make, if you see Neiris Chanukah and you're not planning to light and no one's lighting for you, and you just see Neiris Chanukah, you light.
You make a bracha, you
say? So you make a bracha. So I always used to think, that it's just balabatish, that usually he just didn't have it. He's a yeshiva guy. He's away from his house, so he's boarding by somebody. So, you know, that just not that's a halacha that you have to be mishtatel. Now, who says you have to be mishtatel? So, Rav Shechter always likes to say from the Sefer Be'er Avraham. Be'er Avraham is Rav Abba Posviler. He's famous because he gave a tzak that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, if you say Hakel HaKadosh instead of Hamelech HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat. Because just like by Yalav Yovo and Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yovo at night, Bezin HaKadosh and Chodesh Balayla, so too Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. So if you don't say Hamelech HaKadosh the first night, you don't have to go back. It's a question whether we pass. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva where he says he thinks we pass him like that for a different reason. He thinks the reason that we pass him like that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has donned the world only in the daytime, not the night before. So the Melech HaKadosh is the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Dayan, the Melech. So therefore, that's why you don't, if you said HaMelech HaKel at night, you wouldn't be. That's a different svara than Rav Abula. So Rav Abula, they put together all his things in the Sefer. So this happens to be a tshuva that he received from, other week we did Rav Dovid of Navarnik, the Gali Masechta, wrote him a letter. And in that letter, Shechel was nice to quote, he says, at the bottom of page 10, where the second arrow is on the right side, three lines from the bottom, it says, Mashma b'pshitus to have a chovas habayis. It says, the chovas habayis. So, therefore, and that's why he asked the Kasha about Mishtati Papruta. Look at on the left side. All of the base of Kasha, Atu Begavra Artalayaskin. That is, the man is naked, he doesn't have anything with him. Sus, Limkor Veliknos. So what does he have to? Shtativ Papruta? Why doesn't he just get it? And Rav Shechter likes to quote this as well. And Ikveh Hatzon, this idea. But Rav Shechter points out that Mr. Brura. What's the svara of what? Well, the svara you need by, I mean, I told you the Sukkah says that. And Mura does, you know, speak about it, but that just to be, that's naturally where you would like. But the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. If a person is a guy who sits on the park bench, so he should line on the park bench. But,
What about in the Beis Hamikdash? Did they light the menorah if somehow the walls fell down?
Right. Did they light the menorah? Did they light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? Well, they had the real menorah there.
right.
Yeah, so that's a discussion. Maybe they didn't like us. They had the real menorah there.
Not Hanukkah, but how much of our Hanukkah menorah is based on the fact that we're trying to do something to symbolize the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, right. That's the Baal HaMor says. The Baal HaMor says what you're saying. That's why the halachas of you're not allowed in Mishtadu if La Ora, you're in
Maybe that would require a house because, like, your house is like the. Like
your table is like
the shofan. Your house is like the
Beis HaMikdash.
You don't have to have a house.
Right. It's not kind of really. Yeah, that's a possibility. Oh, so if you look at the Sefer Gan HaMelech, in the back of page 21, that's the back of the Shalom Tshuva's Ginas Varadim. He was from Rabbeinu Avraham Alevi, Migdolei Rabbonei Eretz Mitzrayim. He says, if you have your own room, you should light in your own room. In other words, maybe the achsanai that has to be mishati v'pruta is a person who's visiting and he's going to pay the expenses. Because when he's about to leave, they give him a bill. So most people today who are guests by somebody's house for Shabbos, they don't get a bill at the end of their stay. So he says, if you get a bill at the end of the stay, so that means that you have to be mishati v'pruta. Taz mechayv l'shtati. But if he's somach al shulchan bal habayis, what does it mean? Upito yochal, umikoso yishta. In other words, he's eating from the same challah and from the same drink. He bal habayis the kamehani le bechol tzarkol. Halu gam hu yiskel gam b'ktsas l'mi haneros. It's just like he's giving you the piece of a kugel for free. So he's giving you them for the shaman. You have to pay him for the. He's giving everything for free. You're a host. You're a guest.
So this source is just saying that you're part of the bias. You don't have to pay. But this doesn't say that the Nazal even allowed to like. Just saying he can be part of the bias.
He can be part of the bias. That was he's like. Near Ishubeso. Mm-hmm. He's considered, even though he's not, in other words, you can base it based on this night. I'm sleeping over, I'm eating. So for this night, I'm not being supported by this Baal Bayis. I'm only here for the day, the night. But for the, he says, you can be judge it based on this day. You're a Baal Bayis here for the day.
According to this, would be Rahul of Akala, if that Hafsinai, because he's included in the Rahul of the
Yeah, so that would be a question of the discussion of the Sephardim, maybe in the Ashkenazim, because the Ashkenazim, everyone likes. So if he would bring his own, it would just be like an Ashkenazi who's lighting, even though his father's lighting for him also. So for all cases, but especially if you go to a parent or an in-law for Shabbos Chanukah, that you wouldn't. I mean, Pashtus is the Gan HaMelech would apply to anybody. You go to a friend's house for Shabbos and he's not charging you, but he was into it especially by. By which we'll call it, by the family.
Even for Ashkenazim.
Even for Ashkenazim, yeah. We'll see. Harav is asking, what about Ashkenazim? But let's see, I'm going to take you to your question in a second. But the Gan HaMelech says that you can be a Ben Bayis for the day. Ben Bayis for the day. But the Prima Godim disagrees. Let's see the Prima Godim. What page is the Prima Gadim? Yeah, Prima Gadim is on page 4. Dr. Hamlick at Prima Gadim, he says, the dark. That's the night of Mahamlik Lokaman. Even the Ochel Shulchan Barabais Kibne Beisadami. He says, you don't say that. When we did it, I mean, a mashal on low the Kaman, the Orech, the base.
Anybody here up at Simon, or it's only me?
If you go home, you don't live there, then you have to be stuck. Now, what is this thing of Mishtatev Bepruta? So Rameir said before that you kind of chelik in the Shemin, in the Neiris. The question that is asked, the Gerer Rebbe asked this question, and others asked this question, is that the din is that Mos Akonas by Karka, but by Metaltalin, Midrabanan, Mos Anat Kona. Shemin is metaltalin. So how does that work? So someone is saying, I think Rabbi Warman is safer said over Rav Salvechik that maybe you koina chelik in the bais. The bais is karka. Karka is nikta bekesif. So maybe that's but the poskim don't say that. Poskim will say that you be koina a chelik in the shemin. So then the Gerer Rebbe asked the kasha. If you've been called a chelik in the shemen, so then, but that would be the rabbanon. Most are not konos by metalta, only by karka. But if you say like a very warm sefer of salvation, you've been called a chelik in the house. So now it's like David Hiller, it's your house. Oh, so they point out there is a Rishon that they have discovered the Ksav Yad, who's a Talmud of the from the Rashba, or Talmud of a Talmud of the Rashba. And they found this manuscript of this Rabbeinu Baruch Rabbi Yitzchak. And they printed it. And in different kovtzim. Like here in Maria, kovtz Modim. So if you look here, he says an interesting thing on page 17. Baruch Berav Yitzchak Shamati, Dazli may Rav Dulmod Olamit, Shainim Nisum, Trichim Litin Lushpazi. If they're not married, they have to give to Ushpaz Mechse or Poshut Leo's night, day, the Malabai Salayim, the Shas Halah. You want to see more clear, just look on page 18. And in the footnote on page 20, footnote 28, in other words, it's only But the Hanami has nothing to do with owning a chelik. And he says, and based on this, Yushev is Mizakushas. Now the Gera Rebbe's Kasha is for Emperor. Yushev is Mizakushas. Kiss me, Tayro Lad Mor Migor. Mamueli Statvas. Hare Mo, Sainim Konus Midraban. Fiatam Shinitska Beba, Sainim Sorokshi, Yiska Beshem. It's just this issue you should have in mind about you when you're so you give him something so he should, you know, think about you.
Is that unique to
Hanukkah? As we say, heaven's in.
Why is that unique to Hanukkah? It's like when the host makes kiddush or hamotzi and he's having everybody in mind. We don't say that there's a kashash that he doesn't have all the guests in mind at the table.
No, that's a dinner shomek when you're making a brach of somebody else.
No, so I'm saying here is that Kadeshia Data Shabbat Allah is saying if you don't mishtat the Pruta, it's like he's not going to have you in mind. So to make sure that he has in mind, so you have to pay. But I'm saying, well, that's far than should apply to other mitzvahs. And we don't say that. And we don't say that a person has a lot of people at a Shavuot Brachos. We don't say you have to be mishtat in the Kiddush and Hamotzi so that he's not thinking.
No, but because making Kiddush and the people are there, so of course you have in mind. But here, you have in mind pashas for your household.
Even if the guest is saying a name, that the balabais can be mutzi.
He is there, but the balabais doesn't view him as one of the b'nei beso. So now you give him money, so he has a moment. So it comes like this. So this is a whole new pshat of what Mishtatei Kaput is all about. And then maybe in a Hanami, if you know he has you in mind, you just say, have me in mind. So then maybe, you know, I think some say that you wouldn't necessarily have to, according to this reason, just say, have me mind. Now, the question I want to deal with now is especially in the U.S. If you mishtatei b'pruta, say like David Hiller said, you mishtatei b'pruta because it's not your house. So say you're visiting someone Shabbos Chanukah, and you brought you and your family home. So you mishtatei b'pruta. But for Ashkenazim, don't you need more than that? Because so now you have one hadlach. But Ashkenazim needs what is Mishatei v'Pruta going to do? So if you were to say like David Hiller, so David Hiller says, well, there's no way other way to light. So then you Mishatei v'Pruta, at least you get the Iker thing, the Iker halacha. And then that's it. Nothing else to do. Let me ask you another question. What if, say, you have five guests and there are five people in the house? So can you mishtate b'pruta with every member of the household? And then it's ki'il you lit five different times. What about that? Or is it like Rav Abadi once said to me, and we'll see, that he thinks that the din of Mahadrin, that you like if he kolecha the echad was only said on your house. But when you're achsanai, then we don't have a din of Mahadrin, that glufi kolecha the echad. Achsanai is only, that din of achsanai was only said of the there you should base a halach. Or even the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, according to Tosfos. So you could, but if you're saying that you can't life, you have to mishtatev. So that's what Rabbi said. Maybe it's not said on the din of kafi kol echad v'echad. It's always said on your house. I always thought of a svara that, I don't know, it's not the mekubal dik svara, but I always thought that maybe the din of the Ashkenazim that everyone likes, so kafi kol echad v'echad, is only maybe when everyone's in the same house. But if, say, the father lives in New York, and then one boy is in yeshiva in Detroit, and another boy is in yeshiva in Washington, another guy is in other words, you would surf all these people, like simple pshat in the Rambam was the Baal Bayis is lighting for everybody. Okay, and the Ramah says today everyone lights, but still, I thought the Pashas is in the same house. But that's not the minute. The minute if you call Echad the Echad wherever they are.
Logically, what Rabbi Badi is saying would make sense, because if you have, let's say, five people in a household and one person is lighting, so the Mahadrim and Mahadrim is to have all the additional people lighting. But if you, let's say, have five additional guests, the reality is that you still have five, you know, candles lit. And so there's no visual cue that.
That's a good point. So if you look here on page 25 in the Sefer Vayar Lon, I just saw the Sefer, I think, for the first time this year. That's the advantage of having a library with open shelves. You go to get one Sefer and then you find five other next to it. Whereas if you have closed shelves, you don't know what's there. This fellow of Yisrael, Yosef HaKoin Rappaport. Rappaport Kohane has Yuchas. But when my son was born for the Pidyon HaBen, so I wasn't sure yet how many coins do you need, because some years the value of silver was different and you might need more than five coins. So I wasn't able to check it out right away. But I was going to Brooklyn to Eichler's to get the coins. So I said, you know what? I'll just get two sets of coins. And if it ends up, I need more. So I'll use from the second set. If not, not. So it turns out that it was okay. The five coins was more than enough. So I gave it. Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn was the coin. I gave it. But then I had another set of five coins. So what was I going to do with that? So there's a fellow in my shir. His name is, he lives in Arizona. Was this fellow. And Rav Shol Ber Bick is the Bechor of Rav Moshe Bick, the Mishpacha. So he told me that when he was born, so they did it, his father did a pidyon, Rav Moshe Bick was his father, and Rav Moshe Bick did a pidyon HaBen for him. And then he sent five coins to Europe, to the Chafetz Chaim. Rav Bick sent five coins to the Chafetz Chaim, I guess Chafetz Chaim. Yeah. I don't know, was Chafetz Chaim the biggest coin Yuchas, but he was a big tzaddik, so he wanted to send him five coins. And he said back the Chafetz Chaim that usually he doesn't accept the coins. In other words, if they're going to use him as a second, because it could be a chashash gzela that he's getting extra coins. But he said Rabik, who's from the Yavetz, because of a descendant from Rav Yaakov Emden, and he had that minhag, so he said, okay, you can do it, because you're this story I heard from Rav Shol Ber Bick himself, who I was very close with him when I married into the family, so he wanted to have a relationship with me, so we had a relationship until he was nifter, but then he made sure that I have a relationship with his son. His son is Rebbe and MTJ, already signed in Barcock, so we also have a relationship there. But that was the story he told me, that the Rebbe sent five coins to Europe for the time. And he got a letter back, you know, that he got it. Yeah. He says the Chosni Haravagon of Avram Marmarush Shlita Biar Tam Shein Hider Be'Achsanoi L'Hadlik Ba'Aslum Mi Tamache. He wants to say there's no din that you have to light. Everyone lights their own by Achsanoi. The get him a hundred nail cholecha, who's just lo shei like there before that's all over there. Him, and be in him there. She's yaches a love. There was every there should be in there that could you could relate to you. So that's why everyone lights. So there's one nair that's oh, this is my nair that's being mefarsim the nes. We had to oreach she'etzem ahuso who did pull a balabais the ein diru kavua. No one's going to say, oh, this is your nair. They'll think maybe it's the Balabais is nair. So Mamela, there's no hecker that this is your nair when you're yeah. Doesn't apply, and I was very excited because I heard this Rav Mesia. I came across this sefer, and he says it, so I was excited to see this far.
What's happening, everybody?
Rabbi Simon is muted.
Rabbi Simon is muted.
Yeah.
Hmm. You hear me?
When did I get muted?
Okay, what was the last thing you heard from me?
We haven't heard anything in a while, probably 3-4 minutes.
Did you hear what I told us the story of Rabbi Tedler?
No.
No.
I said we're going to do the Shut Marshal now on page 6. So I said Rabbi Tedler once said over a story from the Marshal, it's the Hakdom of the Yamshel Shlomo. I think he was once learning on Hanukkah and the Nair was going to go out. And and it lasted longer. So Rabbi Kadlo said, "Oh, he had his own private Nes Chanukah, so he could learn." I remember him saying that from the Marshal's private Nes Chanukah. So he's like this. But what if you're a different house? Then maybe you could. That's a Truma Sedeshin. I remember once I was the Sada Kedushin for one of my Talmidim in Chicago on Chanukah. So Rabbi Bari told me to light my own menorah. So my wife is in Chicago, but it could be the Mikradin, like the Gemara says, Madlikala go basi. So, but let me say something here. The arrow, Umasha Haidna, he says, the Bachur. The machmir not to be mishtatis. The adifu ludais tayu be Rabbi Zeir. Okay, Rabosa. So I want you to help me with what does this line mean on page 6? Masha idna habachurim machmirim amal alatzmam shalol lishtatev bepriti. Adifi l'day taihu mi Rab Zeira. The more than Rab Zeira. So what were the bachurim doing? So what were they doing? They did their own? That's my friend Rav Moshe Spear. That's how you know. In other words, they were machmir not to be mishtate b'pritid, but to light themselves. Is that what you think it means? And so they're doing adifu l'datai hu mi Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira wouldn't be mishtate. They're like what? They're frumer than Rav Zeira. V'zel minak Ashkenaz shemagbim hatofel umanichim ha'ikar halavai shelo yakilu. The mitzvah sachamuris. See this one? So what does he say? There's a bit of Ashkenaz that they just, they know what they're doing. The magbim hat tafel manichim ha'iker. Why?
Because they've been around
but but who says they're not being yotzei from the Baal HaBayis? Because they're not being mishtatei for pruta. So what are they doing? They're coming to somebody's house. The Baal HaBayis, who they stay by, who they board by, and they light their own to try to get in 100 but maybe they lose out on the what on the Iker mitzvah because it's aligning on their own.
Not their bias, like we said.
They
need a bias.
Is that that's a lot to read in? I'm saying, is that saying I want to light my own? So Mela, they'd be machmir to light on their own, but maybe as a result, then they lose out on the Iker mitzvah because you can't light on your own if it's not your bias. Is it, that's what he says. Magbim hatofel, they pick up the tofel. That's mahadrim and mahadrim. As you said, maybe Rav Moshe Spear said that also. And they don't do the Iker, because it could be, like you said, maybe Moshe Shapiro, I think, said, and you're Menicha Iker, Havai Shalei Kilu Mitzvah Sachamuris. That's Havai that they shouldn't be making a Mitzvah Sachamuris. Here in Chanukah, they were making, and then it could be the night Yotze the Mitzvah.
Which is amazing. So you're socially the Yotze Mitzvah of a Nerech. It's just out of Nerech, but now there's a lot more, because...
Where is he saying?
The first
thing. Mitzvah Nerech Hananiah.
Look at the variations. Now there's more nearers in this house. It's not from the Mehavat. This is another guest, and now they're adding more candles to the house.
So the one second. So what are these Bachrim? What's their shita? What do they feel that they need to do? Yeah, he's very terse here. So what do you think? He's saying they're lighting their own.
They don't want to be. There's two things. They don't want to be yotzei with the bottle of ice.
They don't want to be yotzei with the mahadrin. And they want mahadrin and mahadrin of what? Which type of mahadrin and mahadrin?
Each person adds each night. Each person does their own.
Yes, so they want to do each person. So they're going to light on their own. And they're not going to be mashed out of a pruta. And so the marshal saying, these guys, they're not so good. Why? Because what do they get in the end? Donnie, what is it?
They're not going to be based on.
So they're not being yotze at all, yeah. Even though they're lighting, because yeah. It's not their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're trying to get 100.
Well, it goes
Mahadran without doing the Iker mitzvah.
And it says what we did earlier. Mahadran maybe is only if you have a bias, right? We saw that.
Is that what he's saying too? In other words, he's not. Is that what he's saying? They're trying to get the Mahadran and the Mahadran, like the Rambam that everyone likes, and therefore they're not Yotze with the Bala bias. But so it could be that they didn't do the. So they're trying to get the Hider mitzvah. But they could be they're losing out on the Iker mitzvah.
But does he contradict himself?
So maybe they can rely on the Baal HaBayis for the Iker mitzvah. You know what they're doing is.
But he's critiquing them, right? The Mashal is that's what my friend Moshe Spear was saying. They're lighting on their own and they're trying to get the hidden of Mahadrim and Mahadrim. But it could be they're losing out on the Iker mitzvah and they weren't Yotzei the Iker mitzvah. That's I think what Moshe Spear was saying. That's what I think you're saying. So he says, Magbim HaTofel is a friend of mine who's the librarian in YU on the floor.
Not one of the two.
Yeah, unfortunately, neither of them are with us anymore. But those two, my spirit should live for a long, many years to come, as you know. So he says, "Halvai shalei yakilu." It's like Rabbi Willock says, you know, every chumra is a kula. Not every, but it's an expression he has. Sometimes you try to be machmir for something, and then you're more makel because of your chumra. So is that what he's saying over here? That the bachurim machmirim al atzma shalol shtate bepriti, and they light on their own, and they hold it better than Rav Zeira. And he says, and the Magen Avraham quotes this. Maybe if you look at the Magen Avraham, page 2, Kozim Chub is Rashal. Shagama Bachurim Tzrichim Lishtatev. Vev Shadavkech Shochom of Neatzma, although Tzomach Hashulchim Balabayas Avim Kalbe Neso. We did in Tzorach Vahadlik and Limrotzalios Mehadrim. So how is the Magen Avraham saying it? He's saying the Mashal, the Bachurim should be Mishtatif. But he says that maybe that's only if they eat for themselves. But if they some of Shulchan Malabayas, then they're Bechal B'nei Beiso.
And you don't need Mishtatif.
They don't have to lie, or they don't have to mishtatif either. Because they're Yotze, if they want to be Mahadrin. So this is against this word that we said from Rav Abadi and from this other fellow, because he's saying there's a din of Mahadrin even if you're an Achsanai. But he says if you're a Balabais, so if you bring your own food, you have your own room and you bring your own food, so then you're not, but if you're some al shulchan balabais, so you're mechal b'nei meso. Now it could be over here, these bachurim, like the prima godim say, they're not coming, they're staying for the whole year. This is their dira for the year that they're boarding. So in other words, it could be that you know, it works well with the.
Because you're going to have to pay, like we said earlier.
Well, in other words, the Prima Gadam says that if you're leaving tomorrow, then you're not B'nai Beis. But even if it's for free, but you're leaving tomorrow. In other words, Gadamel says if you're leaving tomorrow, but today you're here. So you're okay. The Prima Gadam says no. Yeah, but it could be he's talking about these Bachrim are boarding. They're boarding the whole year. So then you have to... And it's sort of the eating. So if they eat on their own, so they're paying for their own food or whatever, then they're a separate unit. They're not B'nai Bais. But if they're there for the year and they're staying there, so then they're B'nai Bais. So that's the story. Okay, so it's a fascinating idea of what's considered B'nai Bais, the Machlokas, the Gan HaMelech, and the Prima Godim, you know. So a lot of people are just going to Mishtatev this way, what do they have to lose? Everybody thought, especially if you're you go into your parents or your in-laws, he always tells me you don't have to be Mishtatev. So some people are still Mishtatev, but it's Mishtatev. I mean, why if it's for free? So what does it get that you give him a penny or a nickel for? He's willing to give it to you. I mean, that's the kasha. Is it a real kinyan in most and Kodesh? Some say Mokum Mitzvah. Most you follow the Daraisa. So.
Okay. Someone's on a business trip.
Okay, wrong.
Yeah. What is the minute on a business trip?
Yeah.
Somebody's
on a business trip. So the simple pshat is that the wife could light for them. The wife.
Hey, story. I once had a story in the Syrian community. I was dominating in school in the Syrian community.
Yeah.
And one of Balam Batan asked me to come over. He wants me to see some work in his house.
Yeah.
Come on. This was Hanukkah after Arbit. I come into his house and the candles are burning already. I said, why did you light candles? You were just with me in shul. He said, no, my wife lights them.
Yeah. Oh.
This a Syrian Balam Batan, okay. You know, not a big, you know, plain. Old fashioned Syrian guy from.
Yeah, interesting. In other words, even though he's going to be home in 10 minutes, but he wants to be, you'd say, Zman. There was some posts can say, Zman is there. You don't have to be machmit so much on the Zman because we're lighting for indoors. But if you want to follow the old minute to be machmit on the Zman, so if you're in shul, then it's not going to work. So he was a Syrian power boss. It's a good answer. But it's why this way. Yeah, it's not a bad answer. I still don't recommend it, but you know, that's the story of Rabbi Bashus over with the Rebbe Nachamka, and that he'd wait for his wife. You know, his wife's wait for him. So, but I hear it's a sharp word. This way he could daven Bisman and Shul, and she could and he doesn't lose out on the Hadlaka Bisman. She likes. He won't be there. Shas Hadlaka. It's, you know, I guess he's from Machpin of this man because, you know, according to the Rambam sheet, after the first half hour, then you finished.
So the people who write them, who go to Gas and Light, really the Magen Avraham that they're selling from?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, you should all have a Freilich and Lichtika Chanukah. Next week, as Hashem, there won't be the regular shiur here. There'll be the Masiba on Monday. The Rav's Masiba, official Shechta is going to speak Bezer Hashem, and Bezer Hashem the week after we'll continue with Inyanei Muktzah. Okay, good to thank see you so everybody.
Got it, come.
Oh.